Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Today, we're going to talk about making sales by networking, something I know a lot about. Something very appropriate to talk about as we start out a new year. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since spending time with family over the Christmas holidays. Admittedly, with a growing family, three married daughters all living in different parts of the country, and a son living in a different town too, it's not often we are all together. I had a great break. Got to spend time with my two granddaughters. Yes, count them, two. Amazing, Grandpa here. And I am just overwhelmed with how fortunate I am to have what I have. I don't take it for granted. And if I did, my wife wouldn't let me. I'm in here roaring and ready to go to take on 2025 and hit our goals at Grunder Landscaping Company and the Grow Group so I can easily get away to spend more time with them. My why for hard work, folks, is my family. Thank you to Team Grunder and the team at the Grow Group. I would not be able to do what I do or have what I have if it weren't for their efforts and the tremendous growth my team has personally gone through. My aim is to help you grow your team so you can spend more time with your family and loved ones. And nothing can help a business get a jump start like sales. So let's jump into just that. In this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel, I want to talk to you about how you can network your way to success. Last May, Seth Flum, our company president, and myself took two gentlemen that I've long knew but never sought out to lunch. It was a great and very productive 1 hour, folks, to say the least. I'm bragging, and I apologize for bragging, but I got to tell you the story so you understand this. Seth, again, our president at Grunder Landscaping, and myself are a very dynamic duo when we do lunches. I love the dynamic that we have together. I feel we know each other well, and after 12 years of working together, we do well in meetings. We don't talk over each other, and between my experience and Seth's knowledge and personality, we almost always have a great productive conversation with a prospect or a client. This particular lunch last May resulted in us selling over $3 million worth of work from their referrals in the last 6 months. Not bad for $67.22 worth of salads for four health-conscious men. Are you intrigued by this? I want to help you this week network better by giving you the framework we use to network. It's four really simple things, folks, so let's talk about each one. Number one, who is your ideal client? It always has to start there. Your ideal client is the intersection between who's most profitable, who do you enjoy working with, and what's sustainable. We're going to show you the slide here. You can see right there so you get a feel of those watching on YouTube what it looks like. But you got to know the who, and you have to have as much information as you can about them. What types of jobs do those three filters point to? What kind of work is it? Where are they located? Put them on a map if you have to. Heat map it. How can you find more jobs like that? What people do you need to meet with to get more work like that? So if you want more large commercial jobs, probably a good idea to meet with the builders of the large jobs like that that have landscape and hardscapes that you can bid. Who are the designers of those things? Who are the suppliers? Your local Site One is a source for work like this, folks, and in many cases, they can help you bid jobs like this. Who are other contractors that work with people that do jobs like this one you want? We'll talk more about this in a second. If you want to landscape more homes, who are the contractors that build those, work on those, etc.? You get the point, I think. You got to spend time on this exercise and really think it through. We often do this work with our clients in the Grow Group in a one-on-one, and we help them flush out all the potential ways you get ideal clients. Chris Penchek from our strategic partners at McFarland Stanford is dynamite at this. Also, there's a category of people I would put in there, not just people who are your ideal clients, but just as important, and in some ways even more important, is to have a list of people who know people who could be your ideal client. The story above is a group that falls into that category. We'll talk more about those targets in step two, but once you've identified who your ideal client is, you now need to go to step two, which is creating a target list. So number two, the target list is all the names, addresses, numbers, email, et cetera, that you're gonna enter into your database to start contacting in the network. And you need to be using a contact management software. We use the module of that in Aspire. We're gonna show it up on the screen what that kind of looks like for you. Many of our followers here, I use Aspire so you can relate. I hope you're using it to the degree that we are in terms of the networking component that you can use it for. Fishing and hunting, folks, you got to know what you're hunting for and fishing for to know what kinds of bait, rod, reels, weapons, traps, tactics. You got to know what you're hunting for to put the trap in place. You got to know what you're fishing for to put the rod, the reel, the bait in place. It makes no sense to wander aimlessly. You have to know where you are going for. And quite frankly, it's pretty easy to develop a list. The list should fit the criteria we talked about in the first step, the identification of your ideal client. Get that list together and have it in your system. As far as the list that you need of people, contractors, or companies that know people you could do business with, I'll give you a really good list here. The people, realtors. Realtors often know about deals going down before we do. Bankers often even know it before the realtors because they're the financing arm. Attorneys, accountants. This may sound funny, but a BMW sales pro that's been in a dealership for 20 years and it sets records selling BMWs might be a wonderful person for you to know, or the Mercedes sales pro, or the GMC sales pro, restaurant owners, anyone, folks, who may have the same ideal client profile as you. Think about people who might also have a business that serves your ideal client. Those are all people that you ought to be networking with, folks. I have a client on the East Coast that has a restaurant that is very popular in town. When you go to that restaurant and you sign the check for the bill, his pens are given to the waitresses, the servers, to have the bill signed, the check signed, and he encourages the servers to tell him and you can keep the pen. I know it sounds minor, folks, but that's just a small thing. That's what we're talking about here. What activities are you doing out on your own to help make your phone ring, your website fill up with leads, you personally, whatever it is, okay? So your ideal client, all right, and then a target list. And then number three, the third step is you get to work. And this one's a little elongated, but there's four ways that you can reach out to someone. And each one is a tool, has its merits, and is a sales tool. Number one is an email or a text. Number two is social media. Number three is mail, snail mail with the packages, the letters mailed. Number four is a phone call. And number five is a personal visit. Let's talk about each one as a way to network. Number one, email or text. If you have the target's email or text, be careful how you use it. This is the world according to Marty. Wham. If you send me an email or a text out of the blue, in most cases, I don't like that. I'm going to be frustrated that you did that. And I'm also going to be frustrated whoever gave you my personal contact information like that with no warm-up. Email, I'm not going to like write you off, but if you text me, that's going to bother me, all right? Because like I feel like my cell phone is a personal thing, and you only have that if I want you to contact me. I don't have that out on my business cards. This is just Marty, all right? You may not feel this way. You may be 30 years younger than me, and it doesn't bother you. So it's okay. I'm just telling you that I would be careful with reaching out with an email or a text as your initial first step. Now, if somebody wants to text them and include you in that or email you and include you in that, I think that's awesome. But I would use that email as a secondary tool. Social media. Now, I think this is an excellent way to reach out, especially using LinkedIn. I'm working on some training videos that you'll see out here in the next few months that shows you how to do this the right way. To be honest with you, the reason I'm going to do this, when I went to YouTube to try to find and put a link in the show notes here, on how you could use LinkedIn to properly network, I could not find a professional video that didn't have somebody that wasn't teaching in a tank top or saying the F word, which don't even get me started on that, that taught the process the way I wanted to get across. So I'm gonna do my own videos. Look for them in the next few months. But if I get a name from a current client as someone we could work with, I'll send them a LinkedIn request. I'll put a screenshot of what I'm talking about here in the show notes so you can see it. But I like LinkedIn because it's classy and not an interruption to anyone's day. It's pretty low key, folks. Once they connect with you, you can then see what they post. You can like it if you want. I post a lot of helpful business tips on LinkedIn, or at least I think I do. So if they accept the invitation, my hope is they can get to know me a little bit and like me, or at least respect me. I'm also reposting on my personal LinkedIn feed the wonderful stuff that our social media team, led by Emily Lindley, our marketing and content director at The Grow Group and at Grunder Landscaping. So I'm reposting that. Seth has a lot of things that he reposts that I post, our president. So I'll see what they post and I'll sincerely comment if I have something to say or like what they've commented on. I primarily use LinkedIn to network, not any other platform, folks. So I'm going to keep it there here in step two. I'm always thinking about who I want to attract and who are the ideal people I can work with, all right? Number three, mail. This is probably my favorite way to network because it's very easy to do. It's classy. It doesn't wreck anyone's day. I mail a handwritten note. We're going to have a copy of one here you can see on the YouTube version. And I'll send it with, you know, one of our brochures. But I will tell you, I'm not the biggest fan of brochures, so we're phasing those out. I am mailing brochures right now, but we don't have a whole lot of them left. And when they're done, we're not reprinting them. We're going to do a piece from our website that's in a PDF form that a salesperson can print out on nice cardstock if they want, or a nicer paper, and use it as a one sheet, a flyer, if you will, you can put in the mail. I'll also tell you, I like this as the best way to get my attention, okay? And while I know just because I personally like it doesn't mean everyone else is going to like it, but this is an old school, an old fashioned way, if you will, of prospecting that works. It is time consuming to some degree to be handwriting notes and putting them with sheets and putting them in the mail. I send out on average about 5 of these a week. So about 50 weeks out of the year, I'm doing this, okay? So about 250 prospects, or they could be a client that's getting a note that's, I saw them in the paper or whatever, but I'm getting 250 around that touches a year. You do that for 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years. Folks, I've been doing that close to 40 years. I've always been a handwritten note mail kind of guy. Look at all the contacts I'm mailing. I also mail a lot of handwritten thank you notes, notes that I read about people in the Dayton Business Journal or the Cincinnati Business Courier. It's a very effective way of doing it. We'll show you there, being posted here as we do the Grow Show powered by Steel on YouTube, and you can look at them and get some inspiration. Number 7, a phone call. Again, if you were given my name by someone and you just called me out of the blue, it wouldn't bother me like if you texted me. You call me on my cell phone, that's, again, that's kind of like my personal space. I don't like that. You may not care, all right? But you may have an element of your marketing or your sales, your prospect funnel there that is a guy like me, and I don't like that. You call my office and leave a message. Hi, this is Marty Grunder, Grunder Landscaping Company. I know you're busy. I'm actually glad I got your voicemail. I'm going to mail you my contact information. If there's ever an opportunity, I could come in and talk to you about Grunder Landscaping and how we might help you. We're doing work for your friend, Jerry Smith, and he gave me your name and told me to call you. I know you're busy. You probably get a lot of calls like this. Maybe you'd have 5 minutes. I could come see you sometime or we could talk on the phone. My phone number is 555-5785. A phone call. That's great. All right. The phone call is a good thing. You can leave a message. It's a good touch point. I think phones are a better tactical purpose used once you're engaged on the job itself. All right, then the last one, a personal visit. And if you have the honor, and I do mean the honor, of getting a personal visit with someone, that is the most effective form of building a network. Again, folks, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And you know for sure when you're in a personal meeting like that, that your message is getting through to them. These are the most important meetings you'll ever do. It's your time to shine bright and see what you can do. I would encourage you to have a role play with one of your coworkers or a friend if you're a smaller operation on what you're going to talk about when you take somebody to dinner, when you take somebody for a lunch, when you meet them for a beer. You can do it in a stop by or an appointment. Again, you can talk about that. You can do a lunch or a dinner or a coffee or a beer, all right? You can work on those. Those are all things. I would encourage you to think about what you want to talk about. It's not uncommon for me. I read about a local former football coach a couple weeks ago that bought a business in town. I looked him up a little more on the internet. I knew he was a coach of a football powerhouse in Cincinnati. He was buying a business in Dayton. I looked at some of the places and stops he'd been. I thought we probably had some things in common. I reached out to him. He agreed to meet. We met within a week. On my cell phone, I had a little note. I had three specific things I wanted to go over with him. The meeting went great. Turns out we did have a lot in common. He's a lovely guy. I so respect what he's doing. He loved football coaching, but it was getting hard on his family, and his family was getting older. He was missing things, and he didn't want to have such a nomadic, out-of-control life that a football coach can have. So he bought a roofing and siding business. A great story. And I love talking to him. We have a lot in common. He has a whole ton of contacts in Cincinnati. It turns out that I don't. He's going to introduce me to those. I'm going to introduce him to some contacts in Dayton. I know there's probably some clients he'll come across here in the next year that need a roof or some siding or some windows. I think I can help them. It's a good thing, folks. If you have an opportunity, okay, this is a great thing to do. Either it's a basketball game, a baseball game, a football game, a round of golf. I will tell you at age 56, I can't believe I'm telling you to go play golf. Frank Mariani, one of my mentors, came and visited me one time, and I took him to lunch at the country club that I had a social membership at. And he said to me, "So how often do you take clients out here to golf?" And I laughed at him. I said, "Golf, Frank, I don't have time for golf. I can't come out here. I don't play golf. I'm not any good." He goes, "Well, first of all, you're not going to be any good at golf. You never play it." He's like, "But you should have people out here. You can network with these people. How many people you think here walking around playing golf have a landscape?" Well, I didn't get what he was saying until I was 50 years old and I picked up golf. I never felt that it was appropriate for me to be playing golf during the day. And that was a big mistake, folks. We've got a lot of accounts around this golf course. I'm sure if my team saw me playing golf, they'd think I'm goofing off. You know what my team says now when we get low on leads? They say, "Hey, can you go play some golf? Can you get us some work?" So I found a round of golf from a networking perspective is about the best thing you can do. If you were to call someone and say, "Hey, this is Marty Grunder, Grunder Landscaping Company. Jeremy Smith gave me your name. Listen, I know we've never met, but could I come in your office and sit next to you and talk to you for 4.5 hours? They would be like, "What? You're crazy. Have a good day." But if you said, "Hey, would you like to go play golf with me at NCR? You know, I belong there, and I've got two people that I think you might enjoy meeting that you could do business with. Would you want to play with me?" Do you know how many times people have said sure to that request? Now, normally when I play golf with my buddies, I've got some guys I regularly play golf with on Saturdays or Sundays. I walk for the exercise. There is no way I'm walking when I'm networking, folks. That person is sitting right next to me for 4 hours, and we're talking the entire time, and we're making friends, and it's somebody that I can do business with. And at the end, this is exactly how it goes. I pull out a sleeve of Grunder Landscaping Company balls. I give them the balls. I tell them, "Thank you for playing. If you ever need something or you know someone that needs a landscaper, give me a call." You wouldn't believe how many patios, water features, commercial maintenance accounts, and so on and so forth that I've gotten out of doing that. Maybe it's not golf. Maybe it's fishing. Seth Flum, our president, and one of our group leaders, Alan, they're really into shooting. And Seth is making time to do some shooting with Alan. And they've got a list of prospects that they're taking out to do shooting with. Shooting isn't something I'd want to do because I've never done it and I wouldn't be good at it. But that's something they do. And they found that that's an effective form of networking. Maybe it's fishing. Maybe it's a baseball game. Maybe it's a football game. Whatever it is, the goal is to spend time with them. Now, let me tell you something. I have a lovely guy that we buy radio spots from for Good News in Dayton. And I'm going to put the link to Good News in Dayton so you can see what we do. It's a marketing endeavor that we have. And we put on 1 minute spots on the radio on the main drive time news talk radio show here in Dayton. We've done it since 2008. And it's called Good News in Dayton, and it talks about all the good things happening in Dayton. It's been very successful. You can go on the website there and see what you're doing. Maybe it's something you want to do in your hometown. But the gentleman that I buy all the spots from there is a really nice guy. And he would constantly call me and say, "Hey, a lot of my customers are gathering at Milano's for beers and pizza. Would you like to join me? A lot of us are going to the Cincinnati Bengals game. Would you like to come along? We're going to the Reds game. Would you want to come along? Hey, I'm meeting a bunch of guys here after work. Would you want to join us?" And finally, I said to Alan, really nice guy, I said, "Alan, listen, I like you. I really do. But I'm going to be honest with you. If I have a chance to have time to do something with someone, it's going to be with my family, not you. I just don't have time for it." And Alan got wise about it. And so now he will offer me the tickets. Or if I go, it can be maybe with a couple of my family members and maybe he's also there. Okay. So just be mindful of this as you go here. You're trying to network, but you're trying to get through. And maybe it means you give the tickets to someone and there's five tickets. You give them four and you sit there. When they're there, you've got treats for them at their seats and they can do that or whatever. But think about ways that you can network, folks. Okay. Go back through all these with your pen and your paper or your OneNote on your phone or your iPad and make a difference, folks, okay? I hoped in a small way we helped you see how you can network. I heard it once said that your network is your net worth. Or I guess you could even say your net worth is your network. You can say it either way you want. You go there to make money and leverage relationships and turn them into business. Your network is your net worth. Oh, yeah, and it goes without saying. The surest way to kill a business is to do bad work and offer up bad service. The best form of marketing always will be a job well done. That needs to be present, ladies and gentlemen, for your networking efforts to realize their utmost potential. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, share this episode with your team or any landscape pro you know. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.